Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. We extend God's richest blessings to you from the radio and internet ministry of Christian Crusaders on this blessed day of Christ's resurrection. Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the end of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday for worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the world's greatest historical event. And we're going to talk about that today in the sermon. A blessed Easter to you. We open our service in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, you who are the resurrected one, we come to give thanks to you that you have won victory for us over sin, death, and the devil. God, we pray that the Easter message may ring throughout this world and that there may be no mistaking about it that this is the history's greatest, greatest beyond all doubt event. May we as Christians proclaim it that way. May we live it that way. And, oh God, grant that we may be faithful to that message as we preach the gospel and look into the eyes of men and women who have no hope. Grant that they may understand that in Christ there is hope, both now and for all eternity. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy. I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives, He lives, as Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian. Lift up your voice and sing eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way.
The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the world's greatest historical event. The three women who were on their way to anoint Jesus' body on that first Easter Sunday didn't realize what they were about to experience. Never again would their lives be the same, for they now knew that the Jesus who had walked with them had been crucified but had been raised. Jesus Christ lived. It was the beginning of a whole new day for them that would shape their lives in that positive, glorious way. Now the question is, friend, do we believe that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the greatest event in our lives? Or is it this story simply the preacher's repetitive Easter message? It is quite appropriate for our day, for one day in the year, but for the following 364 days, it does not get that high a rating unless Grandma dies. And then when there's a funeral in the family, we want to hear more about the resurrection from the dead and life everlasting. For that is the message that brings comfort. So for a few minutes today, let's talk about Christ's resurrection and how this living Lord changes lives. Let's talk about why Christians really do believe that it is the greatest event in the history of humankind. The Easter story is well known to millions of people, but it would not be right if we did not pause for a moment and read one of the gospel accounts of this marvelous day. I read from the 16th chapter of the Gospel of St. Mark, beginning with verse 1. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified? He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone, because they were afraid. And that is the Easter gospel. Friends, we say that this risen Lord changes lives. To make that a little bit more concrete, what are some of the changes that those of us who have met the Lord Jesus have experienced in our lives? And now I talk as one of you evangelical Christians who knows the power of that resurrection. You remember Peter? Peter was a very committed man of God. He promised the Savior that he would never leave him, and he truly meant it. But Peter was a very, very weak man. And so when the day came, the hour came, and the pressure was on, that to identify himself with Jesus could well mean his own death, Peter uttered those immortal words, "I don't know him." And that sent a bushel full of guilt into his soul. He didn't know what he would do. The days went by. Jesus was crucified. Jesus was raised. Jesus made some appearances. He got a glimpse of him. He was in the upper room and all these other nice things, but they had never a chance to sit down and talk. Until one day, probably several days after the resurrection, Peter and the other disciples were on the sea fishing. And when they came to shore, Jesus met them. Then they had breakfast together. And then Jesus could really talk with Peter and say to him, "Peter, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me?" And each of those three times, Peter said, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And then Jesus turned to him and said, "Then go out and feed my sheep. Tend my lambs. O feed my sheep. And Peter got the message that he had been restored. The absolution had been declared in a way that only Peter could describe it. And he never forgot how his life was changed when the living Christ came and said, I forgive you. Now just imagine what life would have been like for Peter had he lived out another 25, 30 years and then died. He would never have gotten over that guilt. He would always remember it. He would probably say, where do I go to get some help? But it didn't have to happen that way. Jesus was the loving Father who freed his child up from that guilt. That, my friend, is one of the benefits of knowing Christ Jesus as your Lord. You can get rid of your guilt. And when you have a life that has been freed up from guilt, then it's a changed life. It's a changed life, and that's one of the great changes that our Lord Jesus wants to bring to you and to me. Worry. How many of us do not worry? But listen to the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, he uttered these words several years before he was raised. And probably the people did not get the impact from it. But remember when he was talking to them, he said, therefore, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. These were the words that Jesus said to those to whom he was preaching. And those are the words that Jesus say to you and to me today as the living Lord is in our lives. Things can be pretty rough. And if we have only ourselves to depend on, or maybe some around us who are worthy of our confidence, but still are human beings, there is something inside, but what about tomorrow? How will I handle this situation? Whatever that situation may be that's in your life on this Easter day, what a marvelous thing to know that I have a Lord, a living Lord, not just a teacher, but a Savior who says, come and let me help you with your worries. Remember, he said one day, I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruits, fruits that will last. And so he says to us, you know, you can just walk along life's way. Oh, you'll have your anxious moments, but don't let them get the best of you. Just remember that I have said, come unto me, and I'll give you rest. Remember what our relationship is. I'm not the character on the pages of the Bible only. I am for you who have received me, the living Lord Jesus Christ. And I say to you, leave it all with me. That's how he changes our lives. He wants us to bring our cares to him. There's another great message of Easter. It's a message that is so close to what our Lord talked about when he said he was going to be raised, and I will conquer death. Well, Paul one day, in writing to the Corinthian church, says, you know, death has been swallowed up in victory. He says, where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. One day there was a lady whose heart was broken. She was a good friend of Jesus. He had been in her home many a time. And now her brother Lazarus had died. Then Martha heard that Jesus was coming there, and she went out to meet him. You remember the story. It's recorded in the 11th chapter of the Gospel of St. John, if you want to read it again. She says to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of him, he will give it to you." And Jesus turned to her and said, "Your brother will rise again." Martha looked at him and she said, "Oh, I know it, Lord. I learned that in the rabbinical school. I know that we will be raised someday, but that is so abstract. And what does it mean? Lazarus has been taken from us." Well, perhaps you know the rest of the story. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believeth in me shall never die. And he who dies shall be raised again." That's the gospel. That's the gospel of Easter. And I don't think that Martha understood it that day. You recall that Jesus did go and raise her brother. But that doesn't happen in most cases. But she lived with that promise. And then when the word trickled down and it got to her little town of Bethany, that her good friend Jesus had died on the cross, but that he had been raised again, then it was Martha who said, now I understand. Now first I understand. He changes lives. And what a blessing it is when we know that death has been conquered. You know, as you sit and listen to people talk, realizing the problems that they have in their lives, you see that death seems to be ultimately the basic problem. What's going to happen to me? Where am I going to go? How will I deal with it in my own life? How will I deal with it when a loved one is taken from me? You remember what Jesus said, "I'll give you that peace. You don't have to worry about it. You seek the kingdom of God first, and this peace will be added unto you." I tell you, friend, I am so happy, so thankful when from time to time I can hear a real confession of a very prominent man. Not that his being prominent makes him any more worthy in our Lord's eyes, but just to hear him, it goes something like this. "You know, I am thankful that I was raised in a home where Jesus Christ lived. We didn't have very much as far as the material was concerned, but I learned what it was to be a child of God. For I recall the Bible being open and prayers being uttered on a daily basis. But I had a father and a mother who taught me a good work ethic, that God had put me on this earth for a purpose and I was to find out what it was and then I was to do it. And there was no retirement to it either. I'm thankful that I inherited an entrepreneur spirit. And so I have gone out with that kind of a spirit, wanting to do something great. Is there anything wrong with that? And so I was very successful. And God has blessed me with so many material blessings I cannot begin to comprehend it. And they were nice, but I can certainly see where the Word of God is right when it says the love of money is a root of all evil. And so I had to learn how to take care of this. Now I begin to face my own death. Temporal affairs I have settled in my attorney's office. But said this man, "My spiritual affairs I have settled in the presence of the living Lord. And soon I will see him face to face." Oh, if the walls of our hospice units could only speak, how many wonderful stories they would be able to tell from people who had met the living Christ. Well, I began this sermon with a rather strong statement. I said the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the world's greatest historic event. And I could well imagine that some of you might have chuckled and said, "There he is again." But it's a repetitive message for Easter. We expect to hear it, and it's just fine. But tomorrow we'll get back to the other 364 days in the year, and it'll be life as usual. I hope not. If I talk with some of you today who have not met Jesus Christ, you have met him in the Bible. You're not biblically illiterate. You have gone to church. You might have even been raised in a godly home. But when Jesus came rapping on your door and said to you, "I want to come in. I want to guide you. I want to direct you. I want to be your Savior. I want to walk with you through life. I want to be your friend." To this hour, you have said no. Don't kid yourself. If Jesus Christ does not live within you, you have said no. "I don't want you now. I'll take you on Easter and maybe some other times of the year." But on a daily basis, no. My prayer is that the Holy Spirit will take this word of God, not my word, but the word of God, and let Jesus Christ burn into your heart. For your life needs to be changed too, whether you're rich or poor, whether you're educated or uneducated, whether you're among the socially elite or the downtrodden, all of us need the resurrected Christ. You may ask then, "Well, I'd like to meet one of these Christians who has the full impact of Easter." And my answer to you is that probably you're not going to meet him or her on this side of death. We are people of faith if we trust Christ, but our faith is weak at its strongest. And so we have to daily pray too, "Lord Jesus, you who are the resurrected one, continue to strengthen our faith. Draw us closer to you. Help us to understand that we can leave our worries and our cares and our sins beneath the cross and at the empty tomb. That our faith is imperfect, but it can grow. Just live with that living Lord in his word and see what will really happen. He is the one who can take us step by step as he did the apostles and the people who we hear about on the pages of Scripture. That's a glorious message of Easter. Do you think that's a negative message? Anything else but. What Christ comes for today, he's calling on you. Look what I want to give you. I want to change your life so that, as I said to others, that I may say to you, now go out and bear fruit. Go out and bear fruit for your Father who is in heaven. And he is going to bless you with it. So a blessed Easter to you. Again, once more, for those of us who have experienced his presence in our lives, let him lead us on to a stronger relationship with him. And for you, my friend, whether you hear this message today in a prison, on the road, at home, in your bed, wherever, just remember this. Jesus Christ is alive. You ask me how I know? Because he lives on the pages of Scripture, but within my heart. Amen.
I know that my Redeemer lives. What joy the blessed assurance gives. He lives who once was dead. He lives my everlasting head. He lives and grants me daily breath. He lives and I shall.
Hear us then as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. May today's gospel message give you a strong foundation for the week ahead. Estate gifts, large and small, have become a significant part of our ministry. Please consider a final gift to your favorite ministries as a part of your estate planning. We thank each of you for your gifts and prayers. You can listen to or read today's service and past sermons anytime on the internet. Hundreds of Christian Crusaders' sermons are listed by date and subject matter. Our website also has many spiritual helps, including a daily devotion and Bible study helps. Simply log on to christiancrusaders.org 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Cassette tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-693-2484 or 1-888-MY-FAITH. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, radio pastor of Christian Crusaders, now in its 71st year of regular Sunday worship broadcasting.